MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
You know, sometimes there's just so much news that it bursts into a big toxic news spill. Then we have to use Dawn dish soap to scrub it off the waterfowl and wring out what's left into my segment. Meanwhile. People love meanwhile. Love it. Meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
People love meanwhile, John. It's a national craze sweeping the nation. Meanwhile, there is shocking Valentine's Day news. Because of production problems, for the first time in over 100 years, Sweethearts Candy Hearts are not going to be available this Valentine's Day. This is devastating. How will we replace this beloved candy with Rolaids and a Sharpie? Yes. Meanwhile, with Sweethearts out of the picture, another company is stepping in to fill the void. Earlier this month, Oreo revealed limited edition Valentine's Day treats that have cute sayings printed on them, including Dunkin' Love and Dear Cupid, send Oreo. To which Cupid replied, why would you send me an Oreo asking me for an Oreo? Just keep the original Oreo. Also, I can make literally anyone in the world fall in love with you, and you're asking me for a cookie? Put down the Oreo and go to a bar. Someone will go home with you. And if you're lucky, double stuff. Meanwhile, cut that line out in rehearsal, and I just stuffed it back in. Meanwhile, in amphibian news, after 10 years of waiting, the world's loneliest frog, Romeo, may have found a Juliet that can save his species. Sure, they might save their species, or Romeo might kill her cousin in an ill-fated duel and be banished to Frog Mantua, where they'll both tragically die, which will reunite their feuding families in an allegory about prejudice, a plague on both your lily pads. Until recently, scientists worried that Romeo, a Sehuencas water frog, was possibly the last living frog of his kind, although that doesn't explain why he was single. Everybody knows a frog's natural lover is a brassy pig. So after a long search, they found a Juliet, but Romeo hasn't met her yet, and there's still a chance they won't like each other. Damn, how picky can you be? I wouldn't marry you if you were the last Sehuencas water frog on Earth. I thought the double stuff was kind of fun. You didn't like that. Meanwhile, we found a limit. We found the line tonight. We found the line. Over the line. Meanwhile, in the world of wheeled meat, Oscar Mayer is accepting applications for wienermobile drivers, or as the company calls them, hot doggers. It makes sense. If you drive a big hot dog, you're a hot dogger. Drive a truck, you're a trucker. If you drive a Tesla, you're a middle-aged man with something to prove. The website call for applicants starts with the age-old question, have you always dreamed of working with hot dogs? Every damn night. Oh, that I could achieve one evening's rest, but for the wieners that haunt my dreams. The buns, they cry to me. Those interested in a career in vehicular sausaging should also have a friendly personality, boundless enthusiasm, and an appetite for adventure. Because once they tell you what's in the hot dogs, you will lose your appetite for actual food.
Coming up, Oscar winner Ki Huy Quan.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest tonight is an actor you know from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, The Goonies, and his Academy Award-nominated performance in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Please welcome to The Late Show, Ki Huy Quan.
Wow, wow. Oh my gosh, wow, wow. Thank you, thank you.
Please have a seat.
There you go.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's lovely to meet. Lovely to meet.
Stephen, I got to tell you this story.
Okay.
Early January, we attended an event called New York Film Critics Circle Awards.
Oh, that, right. I gave an award to Cate Blanchett. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And I didn't know you were going to be there. I saw you. I freaked out. And then I was going to do what I normally do at these events, which is run up to you, tell you I love you, and ask for a selfie.
Yes.
But then I got pulled away for just a few seconds. I turned around and you were gone. I was so disappointed. Little did I know, a few weeks later, I'm on the Stephen Colbert Show.
Well, thank you. This is nicer anyway. We have more time. We have more time to talk now.
This is much better. And,
yes.
And as they say, good things come to people who wait.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, speaking of people who wait, this story of this movie and you in this movie and what's happening for you right now is so extraordinary. You've already gotten recognition of Best Supporting Actor, a Golden Globe, nominated for an Oscar, for an Academy Award. You finished shooting this in March 2020, which is the last time anybody was shooting anything for a couple of years.
Right.
Because the COVID hits then, and then it doesn't come out until 2 years later. What did you do? Because you had to know you were sitting on something special at that point. Because you would.
I didn't know, and I was at home like everybody else, trying to stay safe, and I was auditioning, left and right, but sending self tapes. And what was interesting was, I could not get a single job, not one callback. Nobody wanted me.
So you've just finished. You've just finished your Golden Globe and Academy and Grammy Award nominated role, and you can't get arrested in Hollywood at this point.
I was so worried because I was experiencing everything I experienced as a kid when I was, you know, when I was auditioning, and you know, I couldn't get a job. That's why I stepped away.
After Indiana Jones, after The Goonies.
And when you work with Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford and George Lucas, you can't go anywhere but downhill from there. And that's exactly what happened.
Is it true that you and... I got a picture here. Have you and Spielberg kept in touch over the years?
Well, first of all, he's a sweet man. I love him so much. He sends me a Christmas present every single year for the last 38 years.
Wow. And here you are together At the Golden Globes, I believe.
At the Golden Globes, yeah.
That's fantastic.
By the way, you guys didn't see this on television. When after my speech, just as I was walking off stage, I looked at him, and he gave me a standing ovation. Steven Spielberg gave me a standing ovation. It was incredible.
That's
it was
really
incredible.
Lovely. That's
yeah.
really lovely.
Yeah.
Also, I understand it. So here you are 38 years ago. 30 years ago, there you are with Harrison Ford right yeah. there. There you are. But, and then please tell me how this next photograph came about, because I've got another one right here, but you tell the story about the next time you saw him, if you don't mind.
Well, I haven't seen Harrison Ford in 38 years. So I was scheduled to attend an event called D23 for mm-hmm. Disney.
Yep.
And I was told that Harrison Ford was going to be there. And I was in the green room, and there were so many big stars, big filmmakers, big producers there. The room was just crowded with people. And I was looking around the room, trying to see if I can find him. Yeah. And every single one of us are assigned with an assistant to help us maneuver
yeah.
the event. And my assistant came running up to me and says, Harrison Ford is just right outside the green room. And I got really nervous. My heart was pounding. And he says, do you want to go see him? And I said, of course I want to go see him. So I walked out, and sure enough, 15 feet away, I saw him talking to Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who is starring with him in Indy 5.
Yeah.
And as I get closer, he turns to me, and he takes one look at me, and all of a sudden, he has that classic Harrison Ford grumpy look, like this. And he raises his finger, like, then points it at me. And I got really scared because I thought he's thinking I'm a fan. He's gonna say, don't you get near me, right? But instead, he says, are you Short Round? And immediately I was transported back to 1984 when I was a little kid looking up to him. And I said, yes, Indy. and he says, and he says, come here, pulls me in, gave me the warmest hug, and we chatted for a little bit, and that was the picture that we took.
Well, now you don't have to worry as much about sending in the self-tapes from home for the audition, because I understand you are now joining the Marvel Universe, because you're going to be in season 2 of Loki. Excited about the future? A little easier.
Well, I mean, honestly, things are so different for me now than they were back then, and I'm really blessed, and I feel very, very grateful. And honestly, ever since I got back into acting, this has been such an emotional journey. I've cried so much where my wife is so sick of me crying, I'm so grateful that everybody. I thought everybody had forgotten about me. But since the movie came out, there's been so much positivity and so much kindness. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, my God,
Love
this
to
is
have
incredible.
You on. Yeah. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is in theaters and streaming on Showtime. Ki Hui Kwan, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.